Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, we talk a lot about scams and fraud to try and keep you ahead of the curve. There is a new scam now where fraudsters are asking for security codes and passwords, and they're using the latest technology to do it. Joining us right now to talk more about this phishing scam, Chief Information Security Officer at Fable Security, Jacob Berry. Jacob, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you. Yeah, thanks for joining us. It's a pretty intricate scam. Tell us, give us an example of what's happening, what people are falling for.
Sure. I think this is one of those cases where we've seen maybe something that's an older scam that's been evolved now as technology evolves. And I say that because there's this big uplift in AI capabilities or capabilities to use technology to generate things, right? And one of the things that people can generate with AI is voices or ability for the computer essentially to speak and sound just like other people. So generally, when we speak about phishing, to give a little bit of a definition, it's this attacker or someone malicious using a phone call or other voice-based mechanism to connect with someone and try to trick them into carrying out some action on their behalf. That could be as simple as asking for a password, or it could be something even greater, like trying to get into someone's bank account by saying, I need you to go into this website and log in for me for this action. And it's really evolved because of that AI change now can make this easier. It lowers that bar to entry. It makes it more realistic. There's a lot more things that are happening that's a lot harder for people to spot and understand.
So what should we watch for? I mean, if we get one of these calls where it's like, well, it sounds like the boss or it sounds like somebody I know.
Right. Yeah. First of all, I think a lot of the types of information that attackers are trying to gain isn't typically going to be given out through an inbound call. So if it's even coming to you and it says on your caller ID or the voice sounds like someone you know and it's inbound to you and it sounds like something your boss wouldn't ask for or your IT help desk wouldn't ask for or your bank wouldn't normally ask for or it's just uncomfortable in any way, I always just recommend hanging up and contacting that person by dialing them back, going to your banking website, looking for that official phone number, using an out-of-band communication. That phrase we use in security just means a different way to contact someone, even in person, could be an out-of-band or over your corporate messaging if you have like a Slack or Teams, something like that. So the greatest advice I can give is if something makes you uncomfortable from an inbound call or it's an ask that's asking for something sensitive or private, just hang up the phone. Like it's okay. No one's ever going to be fired for that. No one's going to be upset. That's what security teams train people to do.
Yeah, hang up the phone and then say, hey, I'll call you right back, and then call your boss or whoever it is that's contacting you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's just interesting how these fraudsters are using AI technology against us.
Completely. Yeah. I think this is something that is maybe expected in the tech world, like futurists talked about a world where this might be possible, and now it's becoming a reality, and now we have to change a little bit about how we do things and the behavior we do. And at Fable, that's really what we are focused on. Our CEO actually was in Las Vegas when MGM had an incident that was caused through phishing.
Oh yeah.
And it's part of what spurred Fable to exist, is seeing that impact this has and how this technology is affecting everyday people. And so we're really focused on seeing how can we inform people about these behavioral changes as attackers update their playbooks, if you will, to use these new technologies.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you doing that this morning with us, Jacob. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.